Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
The book of Revelation tells us the future, and it tells us what we can expect, and it tells us what God has in store for us, and it tells us about the glory and the splendor and the beauty and the blessedness of the kingdom that God has awaiting us. So there's a blessing that comes when I see Jesus for who he is, truly, man, that results in a blessing.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian is continuing his study in the book of Revelation. Join us as Pastor Brian begins in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, in a message titled, Revelation and the Promise of Blessing. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Nor has he dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Here we are, Revelation. And what we're going to talk about today are the blessings that are mentioned here in the book of Revelation. Seven times here in Revelation, we are told who are blessed. And that's what we want to look at. The word blessed describes a state of happiness, wholeness, and well-being. But it's a happiness that is derived from divine favor rather than natural circumstances. So, you know, really, this word blessed is a great, great word. And we use it a lot as Christians, obviously. And, you know, we say, hey, you know, God bless you. And, you know, sometimes if I'm writing to somebody, I just put, you know, a blessings and then sign my name after that. And we use the word frequently. But I think that many times we don't really know what a great word it is and the implications behind it. And the truth is, if we really understand what blessings are, It's, I think a good way to define it is, it's God's favor upon one's life. And if we really understand that that's it, you know, this is really the greatest thing that you can impart to someone. So, you know, when you say to somebody, God bless you, man, that is a great, great thing. You're speaking over their lives. God's favor. That's what every person ultimately needs to experience. And the wonderful thing is that God himself is a blessing God. He delights in blessing. It's very much his nature. You know, reading through that 103rd Psalm, you see there the heart of God, that he's compassionate, that he's patient, that he doesn't deal with us according to our sins. He doesn't reward us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, he's removed our transgressions from us. And then I love that as a father pities his children, the Lord pities those who fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And all through that 103rd Psalm, there's that call out to bless the Lord. And why are we blessing the Lord? We're blessing the Lord because of his many, many blessings that he's bestowed upon us. And so here, I want to walk us through the seven blessings that are pronounced here in this book of Revelation, beginning in the first chapter, the third verse, where we read, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy." There is a built-in blessing for those who hear the word of God. Now, of course, we're dealing here with the promise of a blessing for those who hear the words of this prophecy, specifically this book of Revelation. But remember, the book of Revelation is connected to all of the previous revelation that has come to us, what we call the Bible. And here in the Bible, there is that constant reminder to us that the word of God and meditating in it and obeying it, reading it, hearing it, all of that brings to us a blessing. And here in this book specifically, there is that promise of blessing. The interesting thing to me, and it's almost like the Lord anticipated this. The interesting thing is that this book of Revelation, which is a book that promises blessing right up front, it actually has been the most neglected book in the entire Bible throughout the entire age of the church. Do you know that there were centuries, literally centuries, when the church did not read or study or preach the book of Revelation? There are many people, and you can find this the case today. You don't have to go back in history. There are many people that just say, oh man, you know, that book of Revelation, that's tough. You know, it's too mystical. It's all full of all the symbolism and stuff. And you know, you can never really make sense of it. So we just avoid it. We just stay away from it. Well, for those with that mentality, what you really end up doing is depriving yourself and the church of a blessing. So like I said, it's like the Lord anticipated this attitude, and right from the very start of the book, he promises that there is a blessing for those who read and those who hear the words of this prophecy. And it's true. As you read it, as you hear it, as you begin to understand it, there is such a blessing that comes to us through it. Two things that come to us through the book of Revelation that I think are, you know, partially what brings the blessing are, number one, in the book of Revelation, we get a picture of Jesus that we had not had up until this point. You see, up until this point, we have known Jesus according to the flesh, so to speak. We've known him as the human Jesus. We've known him as, yes, indeed, the Son of God, but the Son of God who has come as a person, as a human being. But it's in the book of Revelation that we get to see Jesus in his magnificence. We get to see him in his glorified state.
We'll return to Pastor Brian's message in just a moment. But first, we'd like to remind you to visit our website, backtobasicsradio.com. You can download a podcast of today's message or stream it for free. So take a moment and go to our website and be sure to sign up for Pastor Brian's weekly devotional. Now let's continue with today's message.
Remember, this is the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his servants. So the book itself is revealing Jesus to us. It's showing us things about Jesus that we had not previously seen or known. And so think about John. He's the one who receives the revelation. And John sees Jesus in the flesh. He, of course, is an apostle of Jesus, and he is with Jesus during his ministry, and he sees his power, and he experiences the miracles, and he listens to his teaching, and all of that, of course, is amazing for John. He even sees Jesus die and rise again, and he is with him after he's resurrected. They even see Jesus ascend up to heaven, but nobody sees Jesus in his glory. There was a brief glimpse that was given on what we commonly call the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus took Peter, James, and John, went up to a high mountain, and it says, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothing became white, whiter than anything imaginable. So in a sense, they got just a little bit of a glimpse there, but now here, John is getting a picture of Jesus like he's never seen before, like nobody's ever seen before. He's seeing him in his glory. So that's part of what happens when we go through Revelation. That's part of the blessing, is getting to see Jesus in his glorified state. And then the second aspect is that the book of Revelation tells us the future. And it tells us what we can expect. And it tells us what God has in store for us. And it tells us about the glory and the splendor and the beauty and the blessedness of the kingdom that God has awaiting us. So there's a blessing that comes when I see Jesus for who he is, truly, man, that results in a blessing. When I look out into the future and I see what God has in store for his people for the future, that right there brings a blessing. So you see, it's in the reading and the hearing and the understanding of this book of Revelation that there is this automatic blessing that is connected. But this is just the first, as I said, of seven blessings that are mentioned. As we move on, we come to chapter 14. In verse 13, you can either turn there if you'd like, or you can just jot this down. But it says here in chapter 14, verse 13, it says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. So here is, again, a blessing that's being pronounced. Remember, this is divine favor. This is fullness of contentment and joy and happiness, those kinds of things. Who is the blessing for? The blessing is for the dead who die in the Lord. Now, in the context of Revelation, where we see the statement, it's speaking in relation to those who are in the midst of the great tribulation period, and as the wrath of God is being more and more poured out, they die, and they experience the blessing of being delivered from the world of tribulation and going to their rest and their reward with the Lord. But there's also, of course, application to us as well, or the application isn't just limited to that group of people at that time. The application is for us today as well. The application is for any who die in the Lord. Those who die in the Lord are blessed. Sometimes we forget that, don't we? Sometimes we think because we are sad, because we are grieving, because we are suffering over the loss of someone, we tend to sort of project sometimes our own feelings onto that person. And we think, oh, they died. Oh, but no, the reality is if they died in the Lord, they are blessed. They're in that place, that most blessed place imaginable. So when we're weeping, when we're grieving, when we're sad, let's just remember, you know, we shouldn't be crying for them, because they are experiencing that ultimate blessing of being in the Lord's presence. You know, this past week, a good friend and a faithful missionary, Marilyn Gibbs. Marilyn went to be with the Lord. A few months ago, she was busy serving the Lord as she had been for over 23 years on the mission field. She had an invitation to go from Ukraine, where she was living and ministering, to go temporarily to minister in Cambodia. Sounded like a good idea. She thought she'd do it, but she decided to get a physical before she went. She went in, had a physical. She found out she had leukemia. Had no idea she had leukemia. And once she got the diagnosis, sure enough, the leukemia hit hard, and boy, she really started to spiral downward quickly. But she got into the care of some good doctors. She got some good treatment, and she suddenly was making a turnaround, and she was doing better, and the prognosis was, it was okay. Looked like she might make it through this. She was going through chemo, and in going through the chemo that weakened her immune system, she ended up getting pneumonia, and she died of pneumonia. So everybody's kind of looking on thinking, wow, you know, Marilyn is, she's doing well. She's recovering. She's gonna beat this leukemia. And then suddenly we get word, Marilyn went to be with the Lord this morning. My response was, wow, man, that was sudden. Nobody expected that. But my response was also, sure happy for her. You see, that's the reality for her. She has gone. She's gone into God's presence. She's gone into that place of rest. Now, Marilyn worked hard on the mission field for all of those years. She was in her early 60s. And she was tired. You could tell when you talked to her. She was tired. She labored so faithfully. But she's blessed now because she's there in the presence of the Lord, and she is resting in his presence. She ceased from her labors, and her works have followed her. And all of those things that she did for Jesus over all of those years, that most people accept the recipients of her kindness and her love and her faithfulness. Most people don't know much of what she did, but the Lord knows what she did. And there she is with him today. So she's one of those that we're talking about. She is one of those blessed ones who died in the Lord. Also this past week, a man in the church went to be with the Lord, Les Berryman. Les was part of the church for many, many years. He used to serve as a board member many years ago under Pastor Chuck. And just a wonderful man in his 90s, him and his wife, Dorothy, their daughter, Diana, a beautiful family. Les, just a, you know, really fun, joyful, clever, just a great, great guy. Every time him and Dorothy would come up and talk to me after a service, he would always have just such a kind word. He would always have a little clever wisecrack. You know, just one of those guys, just a really fun guy to be around. So this past week, we heard that he was there near to going home to be with the Lord. So we went over and we visited. And there we were. We were gathered around the bed. And there was a group of us there. And his wife, Dorothy's there. And his daughter, Diana's there. And some other friends. And, you know, there's joy. There's thankfulness. There's praise going on. There's encouragement to Les. Oh, Les, you're going to see the Lord. This is what you've waited for so long. And his wife is leading everybody. And, you know, soon and very soon, Les is going to see the King. And, you know, it was just a wonderful occasion. Listen, that doesn't happen at most deathbeds. But we know blessed are those who die in the Lord. So for Les, we knew it was just a matter of hours before he was going to be in that place of unspeakable bliss and glory. And that's the reality. And the works, the things that he did behind the scenes for the Lord all of those years, his faithful service, love for his family, just kindness and all, and blessings that he showered on people, all of those things, they will follow him. They have followed him. They'll follow us. Some of you heard about this young woman that was murdered again, just recently here in Orlando. even before the nightclub attack. It was actually the day before, I think. And she was a Christian. Her name is Christina Grimmie. She had become somewhat well known because she was on the program The Voice. She had an amazing voice. She recorded, I found on Facebook, a recording where she just sat down at a piano and sang In Christ Alone. And my goodness, so beautiful. And she was doing a concert. She was signing some autographs and things afterwards. And some person decided, you know, he didn't like the fact that she praised the Lord, so she needed to die. So he came up and shot and killed her. And anyway, I saw a little clip of a gathering that they had prior to the memorial service, but a little gathering that they had, and her brother was speaking at it. And her brother actually happened to see the whole thing. He tackled the assailant, and in the process, the killer shot himself, killed himself. So, you know, here's the brother who experiences the death of his sister and all of this, and he's up talking, and he's, of course, sharing his sadness and his grief and the fact that his heart's broken and all of that. But then at the end, he starts talking about how happy he is for Christina, to know that she's where she always wanted to be. She is there in the presence of her Lord. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They rest from their labors and their works follow them. That's the place of blessing that we're ultimately all headed, those who have trusted in Christ. As we carry on through Revelation, we come then to chapter 16, verse 15, and there it says, blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So there's a blessing here pronounced upon those who watch, those who stay awake, those who stay alert, those who keep themselves spiritually in that place of devotion and commitment to Jesus. Those who watch and those who keep their garments. The idea behind keeping the garments is that of cultivating our relationship with the Lord. And listen, there's a built-in blessing in that itself. Of course, there's a blessing in it because as we do that and as we're faithful, then, of course, we have the promises of the future that we look forward to. But let's not forget that there is a tremendous blessing built into our experience as we seek Christ, as we seek to grow in him, and as we walk with him faithfully. There's a blessing in that. And so keeping the garments, blessed are those who keep their garments. And like I said, the idea there is cultivating your faith. Peter put it like this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So we come to trust in Jesus. That's our faith. That's our foundation. But then Peter says that we are to add to that, add virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. And he says, be even more diligent to do these things, making your calling and election sure. So as you give yourself over to the cultivation of your spiritual life, as you keep yourself alert by exercising yourself spiritually, being in prayer, being consistently in God's word, being engaged in the work of the Lord. Those are all of the ways that we, and others as well, but those are the ways that we exercise ourselves. That's the idea here. And there is the blessing that comes along with it. Sometimes we go through dry seasons, or we go through challenging periods. We maybe have to really push ourselves to maintain our life spiritually.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Brodersen. I'd like to remind you that you can get today's message and any additional resource designed to encourage you in your walk with the Lord at our website, backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter at BackTOB Radio or like us on our Facebook page. We enjoy hearing from you. We would also like to send you a gift for supporting Back to Basics. Our gift for this month for a donation of any size is A.W. Tozer's The Knowledge of the Holy. This book illuminates God's attributes from wisdom to grace to mercy, and in doing so, restores the majesty and wonder of God in the hearts and minds of all of us. The Knowledge of the Holy is a modern classic of Christian testimony and devotion. The details for obtaining this month's book and all of our other resources are waiting for you at backtobasicsradio.com or by calling our request line at 1-800-733-6443. That's 1-800-733-6443. Our desire is to encourage you in your daily walk with God. We'll return tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Revelation. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.